Good day and welcome to the TGS third quarter 2017 update conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Christian Johansen. Please go ahead.
Hello and welcome to the TGS third quarter 2017 conference call. My name is Christian Johansen, CEO of TGS. Joining me today is our CFO, Sven Børre Larsen. Earlier today, we posted our third quarter earnings release and hosted a webcast from Oslo. I hope that you had the opportunity to view this morning's release, and we will now give a brief summary of the main points before opening the call to your questions. In the third quarter of 2017, TGS had total net revenues of $142 million. This is up 25% from Q3 of 2016. Late sales came in at $79 million, which is up 18% from last year, and pre-funding revenues were up 58% to $62 million, which reflects the very high levels of data acquisition during the quarter. Operational multi-client investments during the quarter were $114 million, in addition to $1 million from risk-sharing arrangements. Operating profit was $26 million, representing 18% of net revenues, and earnings per share were 9 cents. TGS cash flow from operations was $86 million, and free cash flow after multi-client investments was minus $19 million. Our free cash flow year-to-date stands at $67 million, and our cash balance is at $205 million. This is an addition to the undrawn $75 million revolving credit facility. We continue to pay a quarterly dividend, which will once again be set at 15 cents per share in Q4 of 2017. Q3 was a very busy quarter in terms of data acquisition, which was at record high volumes. 10 vessels were operating for TGS during the quarter, with activity in East Canada, Norway, Ireland, and the U.S. Gulf of Mexico. In addition, we had land crews acquiring data for TGS in both the Permian and the Scoop and Stack in Oklahoma. Production levels from all these vessels and crews was very good, but we will now see reduced activity in Q4 as the weather window closes in Northern Europe and Canada. This is just according to the plans that we set at the beginning of the year. Our financial guidance for 2017 is unchanged from our 23rd of May update and is as follows. New multi-client investments of approximately $260 million. Additional multi-client investments expected from sales of existing surveys with risk-sharing arrangements. And finally, pre-funding of new multi-client investments expected to be approximately 40-45%. At this time, we will open the call for questions. Please press star 1 to pose your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's star 1 to ask a question over the phone. Please make sure you unmute your phone so your signal will reach your equipment. Again, please press star 1 for questions over the phone. And we'll take our first person from the queue. Is Christopher Morel-Locken from Carnegie. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Christopher from Carnegie. Just one question from me. You have bought several multi-client libraries at a price range between 0.1 and 0.4 of book values. If you were offered a multi-client library today, what would the price be that you would be willing to pay?
Thanks, Christopher. Well, you're right. I mean, in the past, or since this down cycle started, we've acquired the data libraries of Polarcus, we did Dolphin, we did multi-client geophysical, except for the Mexico part of their data library, and then we also got the data library of Seabird through converting a depth note to the library. So you're right, we have made quite a few acquisitions of data libraries, and the price of these data libraries have reflected the market we're in. And given that the market is still quite challenging, we would probably have a similar required rate of return on the data libraries that we buy today. We don't really look at the multiple in itself. We look because it's very different how companies do their amortization. So what we do is obviously we create a sales forecast and a net present value of what we think can pay from that for that data library, and we apply some a relatively high weighted average cost of capital for that, and we end up with a usually with a decent multiples. It's hard to give you an exact answer to that, but we would certainly look for opportunities in a market like this, and there are still opportunities, although the offshore opportunities are probably fewer than what you've seen in the past, mainly because we have already acquired four of them. So I still think we would look for significant discounts to book values, but at the end of the day, it all depends on how much we think we can sell from these libraries.
Okay, many thanks. Okay.
Many thanks.
Thank you, and ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, please press *1 to ask a question over the phone. And again, please ensure that the mute function is turned off on your telephone so your signal can reach our equipment. And we'll take our next person, Sondre Stomir from Danske Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking the question. Quick question on the guidance. If we look into 2018 and assuming you see a similar picture or similar market in 18 versus 17, should we expect sort of guidance in February to be similar to what we saw in 17, where you started at the lower point and upgraded through the year as visibility improved? Or how should we think about sort of your guidance in such a perspective?
Thanks, Sondre. Well, it's still early days, and we've just started the process of looking into projects for next year. And when we start a process like that, we do a bottom-up approach. So all our business developers and project developers, they bring up their ideas and their projects for next year, and we take a very critical look at that based on our required rate of return. We usually start at this time of the year with a much higher number than what we end up guiding to the market and what we end up investing in, because the important thing for us is to have quality projects. It's not we don't have a number in mind when we start a process like that. But again, from now until the end of the year, you will see TGS be scrutinizing a lot of projects that are on the idea list, and we ask our project developers to go and work on the risk and make sure that we can have better pre-funding if we're not happy with the returns. And a lot can change over the next few months, but I think if the market remains flattish, I would be surprised if we see a significant deviation from what we do this year. But again, we don't have a number in mind. We do a bottom-up process, and we don't want to sacrifice our returns, and we want to do the best projects rather than doing many projects.
And if I may add, when we guide, we will always, of course, guide on the number we believe the most in at the time. So, hopefully and normally there would probably be more upside than downside to that number, but that's the number we believe the most in at the time.
Thanks. And a follow-up on Brazil. I believe you mentioned this morning that you hope for maybe a little bit more evenly skewed investment program next year, also more in Q1 and Q4 versus this year. Is it fair to assume that if you're going to do anything in Brazil, it's likely to fall in the first half of the year, or more into kind of Q4 and back-end loaded in 2018?
Oh, it's hard to say. I think we're probably wiser in a few days after the round that's going to happen on Friday. So the results of the round will obviously trigger some interest in terms of pre-funding and new opportunities for shooting seismic. So the good thing about Brazil is that it's open 24/7. You can shoot any month of the year. So in that sense, there is a lot of flexibility compared to, for example, Eastern Canada and Norway. So I think my comment this morning was related to our investment strategy in 2017, which was very heavily loaded towards the summer months because we had such a high activity in Canada and Norway. And what I also was saying is that I hope that we're going to have a better distribution of the investments, partly because we can take advantage of the vessel markets, and partly because we see activity in areas where you could have year-round activity.
Thanks. And final one for me. When you decide on or the board decide on the dividend in February, based on a cash flow outlook, given that you've not yet to make any provisions for this Økokrim tax case, is it still fair to assume that the progression of that case doesn't really impact your decision with regards to the dividend in 2018?
Yeah, it's not something that really goes into the dividend case. I mean, first of all, this is a case that will probably take years to resolve, and we feel very confident about our case. And I think, and we have a very strong balance sheet, of course. I think those factors all together means that doesn't really play a role in terms of determining what the dividend is going to be.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, star one to ask a question over the phone. And there seem to be no further questions over the phone at this time, sir, so I would like to hand the call back to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us today for this relatively short conference call. We're pleased with our third quarter results, including a revenue growth of 25% from last year and continued strong profitability. Our strong balance sheet allows us to continue to pursue our counter-cyclical strategy, and we acquired record high data volumes in Q3. Looking ahead, we expect oil market uncertainty to persist in the short term. While there are early indications of modest E&P spending growth expectations in 2018, it is still unclear as how to this will impact offshore exploration spending. What is, however, clear is that the current exploration efforts are not sustainable for our industry. With the cost reductions that have been achieved and the need to replace reserves, we expect the long-term future for exploration and the future of TGS's asset-light multi-client business to remain very strong. Our sales and project development teams are working hard to close deals before the end of the year, as we also look to firm up our pipeline of new projects for 2018. I really look forward to reporting our Q4 results in February, when we also provide our guidance for 2018, and I welcome you back then. So with that, thank you very much for your attendance.
Thank you, sir. So, ladies and gentlemen, that we conclude today's TGS third quarter 2017 update conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.